Alabama has a long and complicated history with the Ten Commandments from the Old Testament of the Bible. This election day, voters will decide if that relationship will continue as is. APR's Stan Ingold has more on the ballot item known as Amendment 1.
Woe unto thee, O Israel! You have sinned a great sin in the sight of God. You are not worthy to receive these Ten Commandments.
When actor Charlton Heston delivered the Ten Commandments in the 1956 Cecil B. DeMille movie classic, his Moses didn't seem interested in politics.
Hey, there is no freedom without the law.
Whose law, Moses? Yours?
2,000 years later, here in Alabama, things are different.
I've been working on this off and on for about 14 years.
That's State Senator Gerald Dial. He's the author of Senate Bill 181 that eventually became Amendment 1 on the upcoming ballot. This will allow the display of the Ten Commandments in a constitutional manner on public property. It's just the latest legislative attempt to do so. Dial says the political climate is better this time around.
We've had a dynamic shift in the makeup of the legislature, both the House and the Senate, with a majority of the Republicans in the House and the Senate. So we just felt like we were very fortunate.
I spoke with Dial as he was cleaning out his office in the State House after 35 years in the Alabama Senate. Dial says some goodwill from his colleagues may have helped overcome some concerns about legislating religion.
I kindly leaned on him and said, hey, I won't be back. Let's do this. I may have gotten a few sympathy votes to make this a priority. Not that the bill is not a priority, but sympathy that, hey, we need to pass Senator Dial's bill. It's his last time, and he'd like to do this, and he's been persistent on this.
This constitutional amendment could cause some problems. That's the view of Randall Marshall. He's the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama. Marshall says some people may not fully understand the amendment.
I think the effect of this amendment is actually going to be to invite litigation against school districts that post the Ten Commandments standing alone, thinking that somehow they're allowed to do so now.
Marshall adds that this amendment doesn't do anything new.
There is a provision in there, though, that says, provided they're posted in a constitutional manner. Therein lies the rub, because the amendment doesn't provide anything that's not already lawful. If a school can post the Ten Commandments in a constitutional manner, there's nothing to prevent it from doing so now.
However, Senator Dial disagrees.
Because if it's in our Constitution, they're following the laws of the state of Alabama, then if you've got a problem with that Ten Commandments being in a city hall, then you've got to sue the state of Alabama to change our Constitution. So it relieves that legal responsibility from those people who might want to put the Ten Commandments in.
And Marshall says that is not the case.
That's clearly wrong. From a legal standpoint, and I am a lawyer, he's just flat wrong on that. There would be no obligation to sue the state. And in fact, you don't have a cause of action against the state. You have a cause of action against the school district that's operating in an unconstitutional manner.
And these fights can get expensive, costing hundreds of thousands up into the millions of dollars in legal fees. Senator Dial says there's a provision that prohibits the use of public funds to defend the constitutionality of this amendment.
We've had outside sources, not only from in-state, out-state, who have stepped up and volunteered and said, we will hire their attorneys and we will pay their cost and we'll take this through the process.
Marshall has doubts about that, too.
What the senator is missing is that no outside organization is going to come in and say, not only will we defend you, but we will pay the other side's attorney's fees if we lose. There's no organization out there that will do that. And so that's why a school district would still be on the hook for potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Someone who spent a lot of time on the losing end of fights over the Ten Commandments in Alabama is former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore.
Well, I displayed them in Supreme Court in 2001, I believe it was. And by 2003, there had been a complaint filed with the Federal District Court, which ordered the Ten Commandments removed.
An Alabama ethics panel kicked Roy Moore out as Chief Justice in 2003 for refusing to remove a Ten Commandments monument from the lobby of the state judicial building.
It was a legal fight. And most people think it was just a religious fight. It was about the acknowledgement of God. It wasn't about the display of the Ten Commandments. That was made clear by the Federal District Court. It said the question was, can the state acknowledge God? And he said no. And I submit to you the state does acknowledge God in many ways, in law.
Moore says the state's relationship with the Ten Commandments is still complicated.
course, I've been a long supporter of the Ten Commandments, and as you know, there's a history about displaying the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court of Alabama, which, by the way, they're still displayed there, only in a different form. They put them in a historical context. And, you know, after I was removed from office for displaying the monument of the Ten Commandments, they put them in the Capitol.
Now it's up to the voters to decide the fate of Amendment 1. If it does pass, one of the key factors is to remember that the Ten Commandments, if posted, must be done in a constitutional manner. Randall Marshall thinks many people may not understand that.
I think it's inevitable. I would hope before either a school district or some other governmental entity does it that they get good counsel, because the clearest violation that's going to get somebody in one of those entities in trouble would be to just all by itself put up the Ten Commandments.
For APR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Montgomery.